according to some information that was released yesterday, the Mid-Michigan jobless rate is at 9.2%, or at least that's what it was for July. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest, Bruce Weaver. He's from the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth, and he works specifically in labor market information and strategic initiatives. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about those numbers that were released yesterday.
Well, as you said, the unemployment in the Lansing Tri-County area in July was 9.2%. That was up slightly from 9% back in June. Most of the metro areas and regions in Michigan recorded small increases in unemployment in July. That was primarily due to two factors. One was some layoffs in the manufacturing sector. That's fairly typical for July, particularly in areas that have a significant number of auto jobs. And then we had this usual seasonal reductions in staffing in local schools as the summer break, you know, took place in July. I guess what was different this year was, particularly in the auto sector, July is always the month where the automakers retool their plants through that whole model changeover process. In the last couple of years, the auto companies have really streamlined their production processes, so that process is not resulting in the heavy levels of layoffs among auto suppliers that it once did. So these increases in unemployment in July were actually lower than we typically see in July.
So in calendar year 2011, what's the trend show?
Yeah, in terms of over the last year or so, most of these metro areas are still showing unemployment rates below a year ago. In the Lansing area, the unemployment rate was 10.8% back in July of last year. Now it's at 9.2. So unemployment is still fairly across the board below where it was a year ago, but these unemployment rates are still very high by historical standards. These jobless rates in the Lansing metro area, as well as most other metro areas in the state, are quite a bit higher than where we were prior to the recession.
What's the state's jobless rate? To what's been the highest and what's been the lowest since we've been keeping records? Do you know that, Bruce?
Yeah, the unemployment rate actually peaked in Michigan way back in 1982. It hit an unemployment rate of 15.6% way back in 1982 for the year. It hit almost 17% late in 1982. We certainly have not reached those levels of unemployment during this current recession, although the unemployment rate did go over 14% in the fall of 2009.
What's been the lowest it's been from your recollection?
We kind of hit the low rates of unemployment in the kind of the late 1990s, right before the recession of 2001 hit. And at that point, unemployment was very low, and it was kind of the reverse situation for employers. In the late 90s, there was a lot of concern with labor shortages, employers not being able to find, you know, find enough workers. But, you know, once the problems in the auto industry hit in the mid part of the last decade, Michigan's unemployment rate went well above the national average.
But bottom line, if nothing drastic doesn't happen with the auto workers coming back to work and with people going back to work at schools, the numbers could go down a bit.
Yeah, I think you know, what we've seen in the last couple of months is the unemployment rates have kind of stabilized in Michigan, and in many of these metro areas they remain below a year ago. And kind of the key is going to be how much growth will there be in the national economy. If the national economy stalls out, that will certainly be a problem for jobs here.
Thanks, Bruce. I got to get to break. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.